Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Yotesh, Shabbos 19. And today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara recites the following brisa on 19a, Tana Rabbanan, Ein Mafligin Basfina. The word Mafligin means, really, Rashi says, two explanations. One is to go out into the ocean. And some say that the second explanation is that the middle of the ocean is called Pilgus. So when you go out on a ship, it's called Haflaga. So the brisa is telling us you're not allowed to go out on a ship if it's within 3 days of Shabbos. So that's the brisa statement. A person is not allowed to go on a ship within 3 days of Shabbos. So most understand this to mean that it's even from Wednesday it's prohibited. Some say the 3 days include Shabbos, so that's from Thursday. So that's the prohibition. And B'medvar Marmurim says the brisa, so when is this referring to? Udvar or Shus. If you're going out for a discretionary activity, then you're not allowed to go out within 3 days of Shabbos. However, Udvar mitzvah, shapir dami. But for purposes of a mitzvah, a person is allowed to go out even within 3 days of Shabbos, even on as long as it's Erev Shabbos, but not on Shabbos itself. And continues our brisa, uposeik imo. And when the person goes out on the ship, the Jew is supposed to make a stipulation with the owner of the ship, almanas lishbos, that the person has to stop the ship from going on Shabbos. Ve'enu shoves, but even if in the end the owner of the ship doesn't stop, then the Jew hasn't done nothing wrong. That's the position of Rabbi. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Eino tzarach, the Jew does not even need to make such a stipulation. And indeed, the law is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And even though we generally speaking, we say the law is like Rabbi when he argues with his friends, with one person, that's only when he argues with his friends, but not when he argues with his father. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was the father of Rabbi. So we see the rule is like Rabbi here. So that is the basic discussion of our brisa. And the poskim, the Rishonim, have a lot of different discussions about why is it prohibited to go out on a ship less than 3 days prior to Shabbos. So the first approach is that of Rabbeinu Hananel from Kirawan, and he says the reason is because there's a prohibition of Tehumin, that you're not allowed to go beyond the permitted amount of 2,000 Amos on Shabbos. And so therefore we're concerned that person goes out on the ship, their person is going to go beyond these 2,000 amos where he was living. And so Rabbeinu Hananel says that's under those circumstances in the time of the Gemara when the ships were not more than 10 tefachim. Each tefach is approximately 3 to 4 inches. So if the ship is not 40 inches high, then it'll be prohibited. But if the ship is higher, then a person can go on it, because if a person is within walls that are higher than 40 tefachim, then it's not considered like he's going out of his area. That is the position of Rabbeinu Hananel, and he writes, for this reason, a person can go out on the Yam HaGadol, presumably the Mediterranean Sea, because a person is always going on a ship that's higher than 10 tefachim. That's Rabbeinu Hananel. The Rib says, he cites Rabbeinu Hananel's position, and he has a lot of questions for it, and he gives his second explanation. He says that the reason why a person is prohibited to go out on a ship within 3 days of Shabbos is because it's going to take away the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. You're supposed to delight in Shabbos. And the Rif says everybody knows that the first 3 days that a person goes on a ship, they're going to be seasick, and so therefore they're not going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. But after 3 days, they're used to it, and so therefore the person is not going to be it's not going to disturb their Shabbos. And so therefore, he says that the reason why if you're going for a mitzvah, it's permitted even on Erev Shabbos, is because osek b'mitzvah, pater min mitzvah. You're involved in a mitzvah, and so therefore you're exempt from having to fulfill the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. A third approach is that of the Baal HaMa'or. And the Baal HaMa'or writes that the reason why going out on this ship is prohibited if it's within 3 days is because sometimes a person, travelers, are going to have to desecrate the Shabbos because they're putting themselves in a situation of pikuach nefesh. And so the 3 days close to Shabbos, they are really shayach. They're connected to that Shabbos. And so therefore, a person has to be extra careful not to violate it. However, prior to that, it's really not even within the realm of Shabbos yet. And so therefore, be permitted to go out on this trip. And we don't have to be concerned that a person is going to come to desecrate the Shabbos. Fourth approach is the approach of Tosfos. And Tosfos says that it comes from the same prohibition as the reason why a person is not allowed to swim on Shabbos. And there's a concern that a person might come to build a raft. And so therefore, since there is this concern, if with respect to 3 days prior to Shabbos, a person will have already prepared properly and they were not going to have to be worried about the raft. And then there's another approach, which the Ritva says is the main approach, and that's the approach of the Ramban. And the Ramban says that the only reason why it's prohibited is because our sugya is talking about where most of the travelers are Jewish. And so therefore, since most of the travelers are Jewish and the sailors who are not Jewish are going to have to do work for them on their behalf. And so therefore, the sages said, you're not allowed to go on the eve of Shabbos unless you're going for a mitzvah. However, if they go prior to that, then it doesn't look like the Gentiles are violating the Shabbos on your behalf. And that's the approach of the Ramban. So this all, the Divrei Yoel points out that all of this was only said with the ships in their days. The ships were not motorized, and so therefore it wasn't a biblical prohibition. But today he says our ships, they're not using as limited technology. They're using serious technology, and so they're violating the Shabbos by going on ships. So on our ships today, he said it would be prohibited. However, he says if the ship was primarily for non-Jews, and the Jews just happen to be on it, then it would be permitted to travel on it. It's just if the ship was primarily for Jews, then all of these leniencies that our Rishonim and the Gemara are talking about would not apply anymore. And so that's why if there's a ship that's primarily Jewish, then it would still be a problem. But if it's not Jewish, then we say that it goes back to whether or not it's within 3 days of Shabbos or not.